stuff when you were a kid? Puff and stuff. The Croft brothers are going to be, and then me. And it's just going to be me. I mean, with the credibility gap, you're going to have three guys. I think Andy Kaufman's thing is going to be four or five people. The Puffin stuff guys, Sid and Marty Croft, I guess it'll be them and a few other people who've been instrumental in helping them do what they do. But me, that's all I got is just me sitting there. And we'll take questions, and I'll do the very best that I can. I'll tell you, I will be very, very nervous doing this. Very nervous, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be asked, and I don't know whether it's going to be anything interesting to anybody, but I'll tell you right now, thank all of you, I do, for purchasing the tickets and making it out to the event and making it a success. They told me, and this is something else that I couldn't quite get my mind around, that it sold out quicker than any other event they've ever had there. Now, how is that possible when you look at our summer book? Anyway, must be a fluke. Either our popularity's a fluke or that ding-dang summer book was or something. So I'm very, very flattered, and I'm very, very thankful to Kelly. She's one of the nicest people I ever met in my life. And when you sit there and you say, you know what we'd like to do? We'd like to do an evening, Phil, that is a tribute to you. You step back for a second and say, me? And how are you? What, I don't understand. Well, you know, it's something we want to do. And she went to work on this thing. And then Maria jumped in. And I don't know what she gave Kelly. They had lunch the other day out in Malibu. I don't know what went on there. Maria left the house with a big box of stuff, though. So they got together, and they're planning an evening. So we won't be working that night. Shafe, you want tickets for that, Crozier? Or would you rather just stay home and watch whatever the hell's on TV that night? Ain't going to be no football on. It's Wednesday night. Thursday night, maybe. Wednesday night, no. You want to go? I don't know whether they even, if they've sold this thing out, I don't know if I'm too late to ask for tickets for, I guess they got to have seats for you, don't they? They can't have guests of mine standing, can they? Sure they can. They can just have you stand. They can have me standing, in fact. You know, Phil, we're out of seats. Can we take the chair here? And thank you very much. Appreciate it immensely. I would also like to say at this point that I thought Michelle and Butch did a great job last night. Listen to them all the way home. They were very focused, and I thought they had a wonderful run at it last night, filling in for Tim and Neil. As a matter of fact, I think their show last night sounded as good as any Tim and Neil show I've ever heard. I'm joking around. They'll be back tonight at 10. Tim will be back especially, and I say especially because if anybody is going to go the Columbine route in this joint, well, he's been under pressure lately. So we'll be very happy to have Tim and Neil back. But I thought the guys did a good job last night. I say guys with all due1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Breastfed infants may have up to 21%. Is Mr. Green on the phone? Bob Green will be our guest this hour. He is a citizen of Long Beach, California, and was asked to leave a restaurant this past weekend. Breastfed infants, now this is from Associated Press. Breastfed infants may have up to 21% lower risk of developing some forms of leukemia when compared to babies who are bottle-fed, according to a study published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. A new study by researchers at the University of Minnesota Cancer Center found that the longer babies were breastfed, the more they were protected. This is an interesting bit of research that has been released. People who have leukemia in their family, not necessarily people who have leukemia, but people who have it in their family, and obviously people who are affected by the disease as well, I shouldn't say just one or the other, are always on the lookout, as everyone might be, who is affected by any debilitating disease, for cures or anything that research-wise might point to an eventual cure. Bob Green is with us. He and his wife, Sally, live in Long Beach. Bob, you have a history of leukemia in your family?
That is correct, Phil. My father and my grandfather both passed away from it, as did my maternal grandmother. And there is a striking possibility, I think, among people who have cancer in their family that some is genetic. It's something that we watch out for. You put it very well.
You're always on the lookout for these things. People are people who have, for instance, family members who have breast cancer. Or the research is fast and furious. It's turning over all the time.
Well, you do what you can, and you keep your eye on various medical journals. I'm not saying that every time I get a cold or every time I feel fatigued that I think I'm coming down with cancer, but I am mindful, and I live my life. I'm a happy person. We live our life from one day to the next, and I take it one day at a time, but I do need to be mindful of these things. And we saw the study about a month ago, actually, Phil. You mentioned it was published by the University of Minnesota Cancer Center. We had seen the study in the University of Minnesota Cancer Center, a bulletin that they put out, and I know that the Cancer Institute had also published this.
You were aware of it.
We were definitely aware of it, and it's coincidental, or perhaps it is advantageous that we've just given birth to our second daughter. And my wife has been breastfeeding our daughter now for the last 3 weeks.
Well, congratulations on the birth of your child.
Well, we're very happy, and she is a healthy girl, and we're looking forward to watching her grow, and I'm looking forward to watching her grow up throughout all of the years of her life. My wife has obviously been lactating and has been breastfeeding my daughter, and we feel that the best thing we could do is maintain a health regimen and a precautionary, a prophylactic regimen when we can. And if you have this disease, this terrible, terrible disease that's taken so many lives, Phil, you do what you can. And as I say, it's been in my family for a long, long time.
Now, all of this that we're talking about points to an incident over the weekend, right?
That is correct, at the Lamel.
That was the Lamel restaurant in Long Beach?
The Lamel restaurant. We were out having dinner, and my wife is lactating, and she uses a breast pump. We try to store whatever breast milk that we can, some of which I consume.
And so you are also consuming your wife's breast milk?
As a precaution, when we saw this study, and we recognize that there are certain levels of calcium and certain levels of certain calcium and platelet levels in breast milk that could be prophylactic in the treatment or in the prevention, of leukemia. We had our eye on that. So my wife uses a breast pump, and we do store some of that, and we do carry it with us.
Now, you are drinking your wife's breast milk, and you carry this with you. Why? Why? In other words, why are you not drinking it at home, or you're carrying it with you when you go into the restaurant? Because I'm kind of jumping ahead here. You had a problem at the Lamel restaurant.
The problem that we had at the Lamel started with a couple of their employees, who were making some comments that we did not find funny. My wife certainly didn't find them funny, and I didn't either. But we travel with this. You know, Phil, one of the signs of an onset, if you will, of leukemia is a fatigue or a general achy feeling. Anytime that happens to me, I knock on wood, I'm fine and I'm healthy, but you don't know. You don't know what is happening to your body at any given moment. We traveled to the Lamel for dinner. It's one of our favorite Italian restaurants. I was there with my wife. We were ordering, and we had brought one of the containers with us so that I would have something with me that evening to drink, to consume, so that whatever feelings I was having, I might be able to offset with this.
So you had a bottle of this?
I had what is called a sip bottle, Phil.
It was a sip bottle of breast milk? What is a sip bottle?
Well, a sip bottle, I guess a lot of parents out there know, it's a glass bottle with raised metric measurements. On the end of it is a rubber concentrating stream control cap is what it's called.
What is that? It's a rubber?
Rubber concentrating stream control cap, so that you can sip out of this bottle.
Now, you're in the Lamel restaurant this past weekend with your wife, and you are drinking out of this sipper bottle your wife's breast milk.
It's unusual. I don't say that it is not. It is a...
I want to get the background on this. You're drinking breast milk that your wife had pumped from her breast.
Out of the sipper bottle, right. And the reason for this, again, you have to understand the history of the disease in my family. Precaution, I think, means so much in the world of preventing disease. Prophylactic regimen is important. and because we've had such this disease devastate our family.
Now, you have a sip. Now, this is a glass bottle. You're drinking your wife's breast milk out of with a concentrating stream. I wrote it down here. Stream control cap?
Yeah, it's a rubberized stream control cap.
And it sounds to me like it's a baby bottle that you are drinking out of.
All right. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is to hear my story, because these are comments that were made to me by the members of that restaurant staff that I found unkind, and I didn't find...
Well, doesn't sound like it was a baby bottle?
It was a... Again, you're getting into an area now that got me angry the other night.
I don't want to make you angry, Mr. Green. It sounds when you say a rubber concentrating stream control cap, sounds to me like you were sucking out of a baby...
All right, sir, if this is going to turn into some kind of...
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But it sounds to me like you were drinking out of a baby bottle there in an Italian restaurant.
One of the waiters there...
Forgive me, Mr. Green. I'm not trying to anger you.
One of the waiters there made a comment that was similar to that, and that's where we got into some problems. Now, he came over to me and made these jokes about me sucking out of a baby bottle, as you were saying. And
can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 32. And if this interview is going to...
No, I just wanted to know, you were 32 and you're drinking out of a baby bottle. Is that why they asked you to leave?
No, sir.
Why did they ask you to leave?
Because the comments that were being made by the restaurant wait staff were insulting me, and they were insulting my wife. I am familiar with the breastfeeding law in the state of California, and at that time I decided that if they don't want me drinking from a sipper cup, then I will put that away and that I would consume directly from my wife.
And so your wife was breastfeeding you. This is what I wanted to get to. Your wife was breastfeeding you in the restaurant.
There is no law against that in the state of California. There are women throughout the state and, by the way, in the country who do breastfeed their young. Now,
but you are a 32-year-old man.
I am consuming that breast milk as a precautionary measure against the onset of leukemia, which my family has had.
And all right, so you were asked to leave the restaurant, right?
Well, we were told to stop. I informed the maitre d' that there was no law against it. He said it was salacious and prurient. He thought it was obscene. I said there is nothing obscene about this. It's not a sexual act at all. I was drinking from milk from my wife's breast. He then said that we should leave. I refused. He then called the police.
And the police got you to leave.
Then we left, right. I'll go on and tell you...
All right, that's the basic story here. I need to take a break here, if you don't mind, all right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm sorry if I made you angry.
If you mention baby bottle, you make me angry.
All right, sir, I don't want to do that, okay? But it sounded like that's what that was.
I understand, and those are the comments that were made.
All right, Robert Green with us. He and his wife were dining at the Lamel restaurant in Long Beach. Apparently, he drinks breast milk to guard against the onset of leukemia. There's a study that says it can keep leukemia, I guess, out of your life. He was drinking from, it sounds like a baby bottle to me, but I won't say that. It was what he calls a sipper cup. When the restaurant employees made fun of him, then he began drinking directly from his wife's breast. And they asked him to leave the restaurant. A, is the law clear on breastfeeding? B, does it cover adults? Is the question. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green from Long Beach with us. He was breastfeeding, and I mean he was feeding off of his wife's breast in a restaurant this past weekend, because breast milk is apparently it is a precaution against leukemia, and there is a history of leukemia in your family. But all of this started, Mr. Green, with you drinking out of what you call one of these sipper cups?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was drinking out of. The waiter came over to me while I was drinking out of the sipper cup and said, "Can I get you a cocktail, sir?" And I removed the bottle from my mouth, and I said, "Does it look like I need a cocktail?" See, in other words, he was trying to push the confrontation, and he could see that I was drinking.
out of this sipper cup that you call had on the end of it a concentrated rubberized, I don't know what you call that thing. It had a...
It had a concentrating stream rubber cap.
Which you don't want to call a nipple.
You called it a nipple, now you're calling it a baby bottle, and now you're starting to piss me off. See, just as they did in the restaurant, now you're starting to piss me off.
All right, all right. Well, then I won't call it a baby bottle, but everybody knows that what we're talking about here is a baby bottle, right? That's what the waiter was making fun of.
Waiter might have been making fun of that, but when I put the, if you want to call it that, the baby bottle aside, and I started consuming directly from my wife, then I was asked to leave. So where are my rights?
All right, here is Rosemead on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. You know, I know the legislator who wrote the law to allow women to breastfeed their infant children in public places. He had no intention whatsoever of allowing adults to go ahead and suck on their wife's breast in the middle of a restaurant.
That's not what I was doing.
Where other patrons are paying to have a nice, respectful dinner.
I was consuming breast milk, okay?
Now, if you can't take the breast milk to the restaurant in a glass so that you won't be teased for sucking on a baby bottle.
Why do I have to do that?
That's exactly what you were sucking on.
Why can't you take it in a glass?
Because, as anyone knows, it doesn't store well. Breast milk does not store well, number one. Number two, it has to be in a certain kind of container.
Ma'am,
I was very happy to do that, but I felt like I was fatigued. I was feeling very ill. I wanted to take some precaution. That's why I brought it with me. I wasn't bothering anybody. I was sucking on the bottle.
By taking it in the container that you took it in, you were inviting trouble. And by
taking it to the restaurant,
you were inviting trouble.
I have a question.
You're the one who was looking for a fight, a confrontation, and that's why you handled the situation the way you did.
Since when in America are we not allowed to be an adult.
Do not hide behind a law
that was designed to protect women so that they can breastfeed their children, not 32-year-old grown men. Since when in America are we not allowed to do our own thing if it doesn't hurt anybody else? Since when? And I don't care what the legislator's intent was. I know what the law says.
Well, then why do we have laws to begin with? If you're not going to follow the law...
I am following the law.
Wait a minute.
I got to jump in here. What is against the law? Now, you said the intent, but the wording of the law does not make it illegal to breastfeed in public. So there is intent, perhaps, but they've got to put it into the law.
In the language of the law, it does say to feed...
Infants. Is this gentleman at 32 years old
that.
An infant?
I'd have to see that. I don't think that
well,
you're
Well, then
right.
I suggest you look
I
it up before you
it up.
Use it as your defense.
So you are using as your defense, Mr. Green, the fact that it's not illegal to breastfeed, that...
And I was breastfeeding. It was not prurient. It was not sexual. It was in no way... I was in no way attempting to titillate or otherwise do something salacious. This was for health.
Sucking on your wife's breast in a restaurant.
Sir, I would have had the sipper cup, but they were making fun of me.
Then take it in a non-threatening,
Non-threatening? What was threatening about me drinking out of the sipper cup?
Okay. Then take it in a container that won't cause an incident.
Why do I have to do that? Why am I supposed to do... Can't people ignore it? Can't people just say there's a man who...
There's a man sucking on a baby bottle at table six.
You're really going to piss me off if you keep saying baby bottle.
It's a baby bottle. Baby bottle.
Now you're pissing me off. Well, I was not drinking out of a baby bottle.
Baby bottle.
Okay, so what is the point? What's your point?
You know what? If I'm in a restaurant and I'm paying for a nice dinner and I'm trying to have a nice dinner, I do not want to see someone sucking on their wife's breast next to me.
I agree. And if the lady is correct in saying that the law states infant, you were violating the law. And you also said that the police...
Wait a minute, Mr. Hendry.
No, you also said the police came and asked you to leave.
The police simply said, there is an obvious disturbance being caused here, sir. Would you mind leaving? And I said, at this particular juncture, I guess not, seeing as how I'm in a restaurant that we had patronized.
And the guy said over there at table six is a guy with a baby bottle.
No, he did not. He said, can I get you a cocktail? And at that time, I was...
Drinking from the bottle.
From a sipper cup, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate the lady's call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I'm just wondering, my four-year-old uses sipper cups, and they don't have a rubber tip on them.
That's true. My eight-year-old daughter uses a sipper cup, and it's got...
Well, what are you guys saying?
Well,
I'm saying what a sipper cup is a cup that is
got a plastic,
so a child will not spill what they're drinking.
It has a plastic cap with a little plastic end on it.
I had a separate cup.
You said you had a concentrated rubber cap.
And in the another point, it seems to me that you went in there with the idea of starting confrontation. You're very confrontational now.
No, everybody's confronting me.
You cannot take any criticism whatsoever.
Everyone's confronting me. Everyone's saying that I'm wrong.
Well,
I got thrown out of the restaurant.
Then a consensus of opinion must tell you that you must be doing something that isn't exactly acceptable.
Wait a second. Just because everybody says you're doing something wrong doesn't necessarily make it the case. I'm sure we can point to all kinds of law that, you know what I'm saying, Gramps?
All right, can I ask the gentleman in Portland to hang on the line, please? I have to take a quick break. And Mr. Green, you too. And I would watch that Gramp stuff. The Phil Henry Show here. The guy at table six is sucking on a baby bottle is what I heard. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lins aériens de Phil Henry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Breastfeeding in public. Now, here is a topic that just never runs out of steam because everybody seems to want to connect sex to it, even when it has to do with an infant being nourished by his or her mother. But now we have a man who believes, and there are reports that back it up, that breast milk, a woman's breast milk, can inhibit the development of leukemia. He has a history of leukemia in his family. He was drinking breast milk from what he calls a sipper cup at an Italian restaurant in Long Beach this past weekend. I want to ask you something, though, sir. You say a sipper cup. I know I mentioned a bottle.
I'm just asking you, don't use the words baby bottle, because that really tightens me up.
All right. But you say a concentrating, and the gentleman who's been hanging on in Portland is here as well. You say a concentrating stream, a rubber concentrating stream control cap. Isn't that a nipple?
No, I don't think that it is.
Is it like a nipple?
I suppose.
And you said it was a glass bottle with raised metric measurements.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say here. I said a sipper cup, and you got me sucking out of a baby bottle. And now I hear laughter coming from the man on the other line.
Yes, I'm still here.
And why do you find that funny?
Well,
I think we find it.
How many children have you raised, sir?
Sir, I have a son, an 18-year-old son.
Okay. I've raised about six myself, and I'm raising a four-year-old now. I'm now 61 years old.
Where were you laughing at?
Whoa.
See, that's what the waiter did. He laughed.
I fully agree with you if there's some evidence or even some hint that it would help out with leukemia. Whether or not you will ever come down with it or not, we hope that you won't.
Well, I'm certainly
but
trying
point,
not to.
The right. point is, why not carry it in a normal bottle of some type and pour it into a glass and drink it that way? When you carry it in there with something that seems to resemble a baby bottle or something, however you want to
there
put
you
it.
Go. There you go. There you go. You said the word. You said the words again.
Oh,
baby
you
bottle.
Punk.
Why am I
You're
a punk?
About 2.5 years old mentally and emotionally, sir.
Wait a second, sir. We were having a nice conversation.
Yes, and if you'd let me finish, I would. You might get something out of it.
I don't like you.
You're so confrontational,
right,
you won't allow anyone to finish.
Well, you said
you are right. Always, you've been right all of your life. You're still about 3.5 years old.
I want you to know,
emotionally,
I don't like you,
sir.
I don't like you right now.
Well, sir.
Okay.
I could care less.
You said.
But I'm trying to make the point, Ed. You put that into some type of a bottle and requested an empty glass, poured it in it, and no one would have been the wiser, but you had to. Force the confrontation.
Sir,
you are the one that forced the confrontation by making a spectacle of yourself, as you're making a spectacle of yourself tonight.
Wait a minute. I come in with a bottle. I ask for a container to pour it into the glass. Now I'm attracting more attention than if I just, as I did, pulled my sipper bottle out of my out of the paper bag that I had. And I had, by the way, I had it in a paper bag.
You had it in a what?
I had it in a paper. Hello?
I'm here.
Portland there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I had it in a paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
You were drinking a baby bottle out of a paper bag.
You're using that word again. And
all right, you were whatever you want to call it, but you were sucking on the sipper cup out of a paper bag.
So as not to attract attention, yes.
Okay. It seems to me a paper bag would attract a lot of attention. Thank you, sir, for your call in Portland this evening. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello,
yes.
I just want to say I've listened to this whole conversation, and this man has absolutely no common sense whatsoever. Okay, first of all, number one, like the woman earlier said, okay, it's very offensive, first of all, for other people in the restaurant.
Whether it's offensive or not.
Let me just finish my point.
Number one, it may not be
offensive to you, but to the majority of people that are going out to dinner, whatever word you want to give it, it would be a little bit distracting, disturbing, whatever word you want to give it, if some woman has her breasts out and a man of that age is on her breasts. Let me finish. Please give me the courtesy of hearing my point before you give a rebuttal here. First of all, there's other children maybe in the restaurant that have been taught if they see a grown man on a woman's breast that maybe that's not a normal thing to do for behavior like that in a restaurant, number one. Number two, if you wanted her breast milk so bad, why didn't you say, okay, if this is causing a problem, I'll go with my wife outside in the car, maybe park in a dark area or whatever area was outside the restaurant, and you could have done it with a towel over you. If you really needed the milk that bad at that minute.
What was causing the problem was the sipper cup.
This other man that's telling
you
is absolutely right. Is absolutely right. Okay. There's like 5 points I could make here.
All right, you need to let the guest respond. Go ahead, sir.
All right, number one. What was causing the problem was the sipper cup. It wasn't me. I didn't think it was me consuming from my wife's breast. What you call a baby bottle, which I have been really, really keeping a cap on my temper tonight, that was causing the problem. So I said, all right, if that's causing the problem, I know that there is no breastfeeding law, and there's no law against breastfeeding in this state. I'll go ahead and I'll start breastfeeding.
Don't you have any common sense?
Lady, would you shut up and let him finish, okay? As a matter of fact, we're all done with you. Goodbye. Would you get rid of her? I can't even knock her off the line. I had her on hold, and as soon as I went back to her, she was still talking.
Well, see, there you go. I didn't think she sounded normal either, so I don't know why her opinion matters.
All right, never mind about her, okay? The point is what? The point is, since the baby bottle that...
Well, there you go with the baby bottle, and, you know, in about 5 minutes, my jaws are going to get real tight.
The sipper cup that you were drinking from, you thought was causing the problem, so you started consuming it directly from your wife's breast.
That is correct, and I didn't think that was going to cause a problem, given the state law. And if you use the words baby bottle one more time, my jaws are going to tighten up, and you know what I'm talking about.
I don't care, frankly, if you're going to get upset, okay?
You're going to care if I do get upset. Because
baby bottle is what you were drinking out of. It was a nipple on a baby bottle. Baby bottle, okay?
There, do you want to keep doing that all night?
You sound like an infant, okay?
You want to keep doing that all night?
Baby bottle, baby bottle, baby bottle. Baby won his bottle.
There, you want to keep doing that all night?
All right, pal. Just for the sake of argument, I won't say the words baby bottle anymore.
Yeah.
Atlanta, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I wanted to ask the gentleman a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to know why. You know, I think it's great that you decided that you want to drink this breast milk because of
this
leukemia that runs in your family. That's great.
Thank you.
Why do it? In a public area, why can't you do it in the privacy of your own home where it's not going to cause a confrontation?
Because as I
and not
other at the end of the...
No, let me finish. And not make other people feel uncomfortable. I've worked in restaurants for 20 years.
I already explained it.
And no, you have not.
Yes, I can't understand
why you couldn't have drank that milk before you came to the restaurant
Ravens or Chiefs? Who's got the game?
Are you listening, sir?
Did you have to do that in the middle of a restaurant and make people feel uncomfortable when you knew it would make them feel uncomfortable?
No, I had no idea because the state law says it's perfectly fine to breastfeed, number one.
No, the state law.
Number two, I felt that it was all right for me to do this because I was feeling a little bit fatigued. I had been getting over a very serious flu.
Well,
I felt that when the immune system is down, when your immune system is down,
well,
you know something, ma'am? Since I'm not breaking the law, I'm not necessarily concerned about what makes you uncomfortable, okay? I'm not breaking the law. And why did the waiter have to come over and say, would you like a cocktail and baby want a bottle and all of this stuff that was completely unnecessary?
Because you made him feel uncomfortable. And I'm telling you, people in restaurants
making people feel uncomfortable is not against the law.
This type of thing makes them feel uncomfortable.
Thank God making people feel uncomfortable is not against the law yet in this country. We don't live in a totalitarian state yet. Thank you.
No.
I win.
You don't understand
how
people in a restaurant have to put up like with quacks like you.
I won the debate.
Come into their restaurant who they have to wait on and try to be nice to and smile and grin and bear it. But
you have to tell me that
people come into
the
these restaurants, you want to be waited on, you want to be treated with courtesy, and this is the type of thing that you do to them? Are you out of your mind?
I won the debate, and you can't take it.
No, you know what?
I beat you.
Take it.
No, you know what?
You're the one who doesn't want to hear the word baby bottle.
Okay, see, now you want to piss me off because you lost the debate. Is that fair?
No, you know what? Because you are.
Say it again, ma'am.
Out of that sipper cup and
baby bottle.
Like a child.
All right, let me just say this, and I've never used this language before. God damn both of you for saying baby bottle because you're pissing me off, and I'm really upset.
That's really, really sad. You know what?
Sad?
I was giving you credit for wanting to drink this breast milk. I just think that, you know, that's something that you should do in the privacy of your own home.
Baby bottle. Baby bottle. Baby bottle.
Listen to me.
Listen, this guy's out of his mind.
I beat you fair and square. I beat you fair and square in the argument, and then you've got to say what you said.
What did she say?
You know what she said.
What did she say?
Baby bottle. Baby bottle.
There.
Oh, I have never in my life.
You know something, pal? You don't need
like such a child.
If I were you, I wouldn't worry about leukemia. I'd worry about going to a rubber room, okay?
I won the debate. I won. And you have to say that.
You know what? You want to debate. You know what? I want to debate you, and I want to stick up for all the wait service people.
I won.
What a baby.
No, you're not even listening to what I have to
bottle.
Say. I want to stick up for all the wait service people in this world.
Who got to sit there and... First of all,
like
you screwed that guy out of a drink tip by sucking out of your baby bottle.
Screw him out of any drink tip.
You know what? You didn't tip him for bringing that stuff into the restaurant and drinking it while he was trying to serve something from his restaurant.
You know, I wonder if you got a double tip if you bring your wife in and she's lactating.
You know what? He didn't pay me a corkage fee for bringing that bottle into the restaurant.
Look, I've worked in a restaurant for years and years. I've got a history of leukemia in my family. If you think that's funny, I guess you need your head.
No, I'm not laughing at the fact that it's not funny. It is not funny. I do not think it's funny. I just think that in the privacy of your own home, if you want to drink out of a baby bottle, you should do so.
God damn it. What's wrong with a man wanting to suck on a perfectly good nipple? What? Tell me. Go ahead. What's wrong with
it? In a public restaurant.
In a public restaurant, pal.
You know what? Maybe the law in California says that it's appropriate, you know, that you can do that.
Well, the law in California says infants.
It's not appropriate behavior for a man and a woman to carry on with that kind of a behavior in a public area.
You know, I've given you all the time. You should. I beat you, and I wanted to skim a little off the top, so what's wrong with that?
All right, I appreciate the call, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call. Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Double tip the waiter. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Green with us. He was thrown out of a restaurant in Long Beach. Thrown out of a restaurant in Long Beach the other night. Not only for drinking out of a baby bottle, he believes in drinking his wife's breast milk because it is a precaution against leukemia. There are some studies that show that. But then he was also drinking from directly from her breast, and he feels that the breastfeeding laws in the state of California protect him. Mr. Green, I have to ask you this question.
And I noted that you used the word baby bottle, too.
Because if you're talking about a concentrated rubber stream, you know...
Rubber concentrating stream control cap.
That's a nipple, pal, okay? On the end of a glass bottle with raised metric measurements.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a moot point now because we were removed from the restaurant. The police asked us to leave. And as I was leaving, somebody threw the... Boy, I am really angry, I'll tell you that. As I was leaving, someone threw the baby bottle out the door and hit me in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's funny?
A little bit, seeing you leave a restaurant with your baby bottle.
God damn you to hell is all I can say.
You and your wife left the restaurant, and the guy says, and take your damn baby bottle, too.
God damn you to the living hell.
Buddy, you really got to lighten up, man, and grab a little sense of humor in this life, okay?
Hey, I got all the sense of humor in the world that you need, okay? When the waiter came over and said cocktail, I pulled a nipple out of my mouth. I said, hey, do I look like I need a cocktail? Everything's good here. And I went back to sucking on the bottle.
Okay, here's La Cunada on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
I'm kind of curious, sir. What is your name?
My name is Mr. Green.
Mr. Green, do you have any mental disorders or anything of
no,
that kind?
No, do you? Do you?
Well, because I'm kind of noticing every time the baby bottle is mentioned, you go to banging your head against the wall or something.
Think this is funny?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you think that's funny?
I'm sorry?
I have leukemia in my family. I'm trying to keep from getting leukemia.
I understand.
And every time you say the word, which I will not say... Because I have more respect for myself.
Okay.
Baby bottle?
I understand that.
Both of you guys are on my crap list now, because you said it and Henry said it.
Oh, the crap list.
Baby bottle.
You're both on the list.
I understand. In the
well, you don't have your baby bottle anymore, man. They threw it out in the street and busted it, didn't they?
They broke my bottle, yeah. I guess you think that's funny, too.
His baby bottle got broken. Anyway,
listen,
privacy of your own home, that's fine. But if I'm sitting here eating my food, watching you get down there on your knees,
and why are you watching?
I'm not watching. How can I not notice something like that?
You don't have to look.
Oh, I don't.
Where
have
were
to
you?
Look.
Where were you when this was going on?
We were in a corner booth.
Well, everybody in the restaurant could see you.
And why are they looking? Because they hope they're going to see something sex. There's some kind of a sex deal going on.
First of all, I'm not hoping to see anything while I'm trying to eat. You understand?
By the way, I wasn't on my knees. I was lying on my back.
Oh, you were lying on your back, and that makes it okay now.
Well, I was correcting you.
What do you mean you were lying on your back?
My wife was sitting there, and I was lying on my back.
Huh?
I was lying in her lap on my back.
Oh, dude, this is sick. I mean,
what the hell are you talking about?
I'm saying that I lied on my back and my head was in my wife's lap, and I was under... Look, if you guys can just eat it, okay?
Oh, yeah, like you were eating it in the restaurant?
Yeah, make a big sex joke out of it. I didn't make a sex joke out of it. Ha, 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 ha.
All right, sir, thank you very much for your call. Lying on your back, huh?
That is the recommended way, yes.
Clover on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I have two questions for Mr. Green.
Yes, sir.
The first question I have is, what am I supposed to tell my 8-year-old son when he sees you breastfeeding from your wife in a public restaurant?
You can tell him that that man is taking nourishment.
Okay, and let me ask you this. If it offends you for people, if you don't care whether it offends anybody that you're doing this in a restaurant, why do you get so upset when we don't care we offend you for calling it a baby bottle?
Please don't do that.
Well, I mean, why? I ask you a question. Why does it upset you so much? If you don't care that you're offending us, why should we care we're offending you?
I'm a grown man. I don't drink out of a baby bottle.
Whatever you want to call it. I'm asking you, if you don't care you're offending us, why should we care if we offend you? Answer that question.
Where are you from, anyway?
Answer his question, okay?
Because
because I... Are you better than anyone else, or are we not on an equal playing field here?
Because I have a right.
Because you what?
I have a right.
You have a right to what?
Bring the milk if I want to.
So do we have a right to tell you we don't want to see that? Do we have a right to tell you that we don't like it then?
You're putting this in very good perspective, sir. So you're getting all upset about me saying baby bottle, but you can't handle the fact that people are upset about you sitting there laying on your back, sucking on your wife's breast.
I have a right to my baba.
What did he say?
What did you say, sir?
I have a right to my baba.
Oh, come on.
Good Christ. What did you say?
My baba. All I wanted was my baba.
Oh, man.
This guy's, like, way, way out there.
Hey,
he's in another solar system.
This dude, he left the Earth.
My baba, da, da.
Hey, Mike, what's going on with this guy?
I think he's taking my call. He can't answer the question, can he?
My baba, da, ba, la.
Mike, you're going to have to find out what's going on with this guy, because I think there's some kind of a...
Da, ba, ba, ba. Da, ba, ba. Da, ba, ba.
Mr. Green?
What?
Sir, can you talk to us? Why are you offended by people saying baby bottle, but you offend people in a restaurant? Because it's your right? And you think this guy in Clover is mean?
Oh, excuse me?
He said he wants you to hang up.
Hello?
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686.